This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud.
All right, we've got an Antifa member, Star, been a member 21-plus years since the WTO riots. Agnes Panvidia is one of the main spokesmen or prominent speakers for the Boogaloos. We've got Matt Bracken joining us next segment. He can ask these guys some questions before he takes over. But Star, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into kind of your awakening to reach out to people and start speaking out that you were saying happened 6, 7, 8 months ago. Please continue.
Yeah, what I was saying is more and more, see, it's always been a battle of us against the, you know, what's going on that we're upset about. Usually something involving corporate takeover or oppression of people. Like the Black Lives Matter movement totally becomes on because there is systemic racism and oppression, and cops need to quit overstepping, and the entire police union and the way it's set up protects them, and so there's like things going on that shouldn't, and we need to enact change by any means necessary, pretty much. So I jumped on that because it's like, yes, it's ridiculous. Breonna Taylor was a big thing for me. It's like, as a gun owner myself and as a medical professional, there was the feeling of like, gosh, she's been just stretching herself so thin, working double shifts, you know, helping with COVID, and then she gets shot in bed. Sleeping, probably awake at the time, but anyway, and then like I thought about it, and it's like, why aren't all of the like the right wing and the 2A and the NRA being out in outrage about this? These were legally owned guns. This was a no-knock raid. It wasn't even the person that they needed to arrest was in custody. These people bombarded this house, not in uniform, not declaring themselves police. Like, what would someone think if they were in their bed and all of a sudden these people, probably white, I'm busting into the house with guns, I would think I have the right to defend myself. That is exactly why we have the right to bear arms, to defend ourselves between who knows what coming in to lynch us.
So well, that's like, one point okay. I make a lot. I want you to continue. Just interrupt. I mean, is that seeing anti-vax out with guns and other liberal groups, I'm like, oh, you finally get it now. You got to take power into your own hands. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. So I'm actually not threatened by them having guns as long as they don't shoot innocent people, just like I'm not upset if some right-wing group has guns. So yeah. I think the left, I talk to a lot of gun shops, and the national numbers show this, the biggest group buying guns now is leftists and liberals. Can you comment to that?
Absolutely. That's when I got mine. Was at the beginning of this, actually. So, and I know a lot of us are. And, I mean, I do have a farm, so we do have a problem. I did lose some goats to cougar.
But was it not liberating the first time you started squeezing off a few rounds?
I actually was raised around guns, so it wasn't the first time I had fired a gun.
Okay.
And it didn't necessarily feel liberating or not liberating.
I really what about your friends? I mean, people shooting guns is fun. I mean, I take people that never shot before out shooting them a great time.
I think because I was raised so much around it, I don't even think of it as fun. I think it is a tool. It's a tool that is necessary at a certain time. And if a cougar comes to get my goats, I don't want to get too close. But also, you know, I want to be able to defend myself. I want to be able to protect my family, and that matters to me. But, the whole thing with Breonna Taylor happened, and then I had, like, that summer, so I'd been active some and in the streets some. I heard an NPR thing about the Boogaloo Boys, and it was actually, I feel like, a pretty good representation of them, because I thought, oh, they're just some of those white guys with guns that have now made us terrified, because whereas our normal battle is maybe with the police or, you know, things like that, now all of a sudden, out from the side comes these guys with guns, and what are their intentions? Like, some of them aren't good. It was clear that the Proud Boys and whatever else were there to intimidate us, to terrify us, and to make us think they might just shoot us all, which was not lovely, and some of the things they said made it pretty clear that their intention might be to shoot us all. but then there's these guys in these Hawaiian shirts that seem a little different, and, yeah, there was a couple situations where they said or did things that made it not quite certain who they were there to support.
Well, I'll tell you, that is an exciting thing to talk about. Back in 60 seconds, and Matt Bracken joins us. I'm Alex Jones.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we had Steve Pachenik on for an hour. That was wild. Now we've got Magnus Panvidia, who's a major leader in the Boogaloo movement, and his friend, 21-year-long Antifa member, Star, who's on with a Star, S-H-A-K-T-I-1, or at United Voluntary on Twitter. And I'm all about talking to groups. I'm all about talking to people. She was just saying, like, and I wish she, I guess she's protecting her identity. She's wearing the mask. It's kind of like Antifa wasn't cool that it was totally chic under the lockdown, everybody wearing masks. But she's talking about, oh, my God, I saw this black person get killed for their guns. Well, I don't care what color you are. But still, about 14 black men a year is the numbers. Maybe you can say they're higher or lower. Get killed by cops in a way that's wrong. And studies actually show that cops are more likely, twice as likely to shoot a white person because they're not scared. And they slow roll into communities. I see 2,000 dead black people a year in Chicago. And then I see, you know, 14 dead there. I don't want to get off into statistical debate. I just see Soros, the Democratic Party, claiming they own black people and they represent them. And then everybody like, oh, our movement's tied to this. We're out protesting to protect the black people. I mean, what about half the black folks that never get out of the womb? That's a whole nother debate. But Magnus, you want to comment on that? Star, you want to comment on that? Because I'm not here to defend the police. Hell, we got the CIA saying they're coming after American gun owners and conservatives. I'm worried about the power of the state, but the individual cop, I just don't think on average is some KKK grand dragon like Senator Byrd.
Well, that's just the thing, though, a whole bunch of white people get killed by cops in shady instances, too. But I don't think that diminishes from things that BLM are saying. Our entire movement was formed because of a no-knock raid against a legal gun owner that was killed in his bed, you know, and he was a white guy in Maryland. So that's kind of why we've come together on this. And you've seen, you know, like I agreed with you before that I don't view just average officer friendly as some evil enemy. But you have these police unions, you have these police institutions, you have these party funds coming into these, and they are covering up things. They're lying about things and they're going after people. And I also know that there's plenty of officers that have spoken up against this themselves and have been fired or kicked out of their precinct for
sure. I just see the Democrat Soros deep state wanting control of that apparatus. I don't see them trying to reform it.
I want the apparatus to be lessened or go away. That's where I'm at with it. Like, I think that, yes, there's a certain level of legitimate policing that needs to occur. One of the things that I think is legitimate is, okay, we have rape victims. Now, I don't think that anybody doesn't rape because they might get busted. For some reason, that's not how it works. But when we do have rape victims and they do submit to a very invasive test to actually, you know.
Now, what do you make of the Minnesota AG saying don't report rape?
I don't even know what I think about that because I hadn't heard about that.
He said if a woman's raped, you'd call the rape hotline. Don't call the cops.
You know, that might be a better idea at this point because there's so many untested rape kits in every precinct, everywhere. So I don't understand where the cops have the funding for doing all these other things that they do and enforcing all these other things they enforce. But if they say, oh, we don't have the funds to test rape kits, I think that that is just horrible. It's abhorrent. If a woman has gone through having a rape kit collected, which is almost as violating as being raped in the first place, it's...
Yeah, it sounds like the new COVID anal swabs. I don't want that either. Let's bring in Matt Bracken. He's about to take over the rest of the hour. Matt Bracken's a former Navy SEAL, an author, researcher, enemiesforanddomestic.com. Matt, we've got a Boogaloo prominent spokesperson, and we've got a prominent Antifa here right now, so we're all together.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with these guys. I was listening a little bit while I was doing my show prep. You know, honestly... researching the history of Antifa, it goes back to the 1930s with the street wars against the National Socialists. Essentially, Antifa were the International Socialists. And when they had their very first Congress in Berlin, they had giant hammers and sickles and Marxist-Leninist symbology all over the background. You can look up the pictures. Notably, they had the exact same logos that they're using today. So, you know, if an Antifa person tells me that they want to find common cause with, you know, former Trump supporters or something like that, I'm just rolling my eyes and saying, you know, this is either an ahistorical, useful idiot, you know, LARPer, or just outright lying, because Antifa has been hardcore international socialist, a.k.a. globalist communist, from its roots until now.
Well, let me throw that out.
And anybody that says otherwise is a useful idiot or a liar.
Yeah. We had reporters 6 months ago or 5 months ago in Berlin with the original enclave since the 30s that is their own controlled zone. For those that don't know, what are your roots, Star, to the original anti-fascists that control part of Berlin?
Well, I think that that is actually part of the whole packaging that is being done by the media. First of all, I'm not a member, like, any more than anyone else is. It is so decentralized, it's impossible to explain actually truly how decentralized it is. Secondly, very few that are under the blanket that they call Antifa are actually adherent to any of those ideologies. Like, I think it's good to have a discussion to open up talks about
the different stratas, like, the different groups that are there.
Personally, I'm not even a communist, so, like, I'm way more of just a general anarchist or minarchist. I feel like some government is okay, but it needs to exist on a very local level. I think that the problems that every community faces are different. I feel like the things that are needed for Seattle or what would make a good society there.
Matt Bracken would say, you're just sounding reasonable to recruit people, and I think you sound like a real person. I think it just shows the strata of ideas. Okay, Magnus, Panvidia.
But I do know that there's a complicated history to the origins of the term Antifa. But I will also say that almost nobody that marches with that umbrella association is actually aware of...
And you're against using force to stop people's free speech?
Yes, against using force to stop free speech.
All right.
Yes.
I'm out of time. Magnus, Panvidia, I appreciate you. Star... Star SHAKTI1 or United Voluntary on Twitter. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate all of it today, and we'll talk to both of you again very, very soon. Thank you. All right, Matt Bracken, I thought we should do some different things here and get some different ideas here on the broadcast. We certainly shake things up with Steve Pachinik and these folks today. Tell us, Matt, what you've got coming up in the next 45 minutes.
Well, you know, I'd like to finish out a little bit just of that previous conversation, because I think it's very important, this whole distinction between Antifa, BLM, so-called anarchists, and where they really fit into the revolutionary movement. The way that I see it, it's sort of as a one-step removed cutout from the actual communists. They're used as, you know, street thugs, useful idiots, but in the end, the communists just, you know, either co-op or murder.
Communists know they're not popular, so they've got a dozen different flavors that forms their command and control army to try to suck people up into it.
But in the end, the anarchists that are kind of like, you know, just ultra-libertarian, they're just murdered. In the Spanish Civil War, the anarchists fought with the communists, but they could never decide, like, what time to start an attack. Yeah, because they're anarchists. There's no leader. Eventually, the communists said, you march under our banner, anybody who doesn't, you're going to be shot. And that's what happens. In the end, they all march under the hammer and sickle, or they're shot.
I think that's historically true. And we should have these guys back on. She was a good guest with a mask on. You can understand half of it. So it's all like, notice Antifa's wearing a mask. Now there's this happens. So now everybody's wearing a mask. Now they can operate however they want. All right, Matt Bracken is about to take over. Please remember, listeners, we can't operate without your support, and I appreciate your support. So buy some products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the fluoride-free, high-quality concentrate toothpaste that is the activated charcoal, Dr. Jones Naturals, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great sleep aid knockout that's amazing, and even stronger Rocket Rest. Race off like a rocket to sleep, blast off like a rocket when you wake up in the morning. Rocket Rest, InfoWarsStore.com. And the new Trader Joe's t-shirt with Joe Biden, the fake president, that's available in InfoWarsStore as well. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
You know, that the last segment was a pretty good lead-in, and I'd like to continue on that theme a little bit. It's not like we're just discovering how to operate in the middle of this type of a fourth-generation communist revolution. And it's worth going over a little bit of history. You know, well-meaning, at least in appearance, people that call themselves anarchists or Antifa or BLM, 99% of them have the personal issues and they're LARPing. But it's important to understand that the hardcore communists that are really the puppet masters, they use these people as just street agitators. This is part of Lenin's formula where he said, the worse, the better. You know, to make the proper revolutionary conditions, you need what we saw all summer with BLM and Antifa burning cities, attacking police stations and, government buildings. But in the end, once the proper revolutionary conditions are met, all of those LARPers are swept aside. They're either shot and bulldozed into mass graves as useful idiots whose usefulness has expired, or they're just told, look, wear the uniform, put on the hammer and sickle, and shut up. And if you want to live, that's what you'll do. In the Spanish Civil War, that's exactly what happened. People went there to fight against the phalangists, the Franco forces. Many of them identified as anarchists or socialists. But in the end, they all had to put on the hammer and sickle or end up shot. That's just simple reality. And I feel sorry for people like the last two guests who are so historically ignorant that they don't understand that they're just essentially like a bag of mulch that's going to be thrown into the ground, when their usefulness is over. Now, the main thing I want to talk about today is the backwash of the Capitol, what I call the Reichstag riot, because it's clear that it was allowed to happen. There was much advance notice that there were several factions planning to rush the Capitol. They were in position, as we've discussed, well before Trump finished his speech. It's a half-hour walk from the Ellipse down the Mall to the Capitol. The attack was already underway. You know, when I was near the Washington Monument, where I could watch both north to the Ellipse and east to the Capitol, and by the time I was halfway down the Mall, there were already banners being hung from upper balconies. And, with binoculars, you could see people swarming the outside of the Capitol, clearly in denied areas. So the attack was underway before Trump ever finished. So that's why I call it the Reichstag riot. If all they had outside were the bicycle racks, which are useless for stopping a crowd, when you have a 500,000 people less than a mile away, and all you put up are bicycle racks, I don't care if they were the Little Sisters of the Poor. 500,000 of anybody means that there's going to be some element that's prepared to storm a government building. So by having just a ring of bicycle racks around the Capitol and no extra police force on duty, clearly they wanted the place to be stormed. That's why I call it the Reichstag riot. And now we're seeing calls for a war on domestic terrorism, essentially branding any Caucasian Trump supporter
as a potential insider threat. And I want to go right to the news today, which is the United States Army doing a 60-day stand down, you know, to root out white extremists. It's interesting that when Obama was president, there was a guy named Major Hassan Nidal, or Nidal Hassan, at Fort Hood, Texas. He was giving PowerPoint lectures on the legitimacy of jihad and the legitimacy of attacking U.S. soldiers because of America attacking Islamic countries. And the U.S. Army thought, that's fine. He was even in contact emailing Anwar Alaki, who was in Somalia at the time. And before and after his terror attack, the Army said, well, he was just doing research for his religious studies. They called his attack workplace violence. I mean, the guy had a business card that said soldier of Allah. And he was outside of the uniform. He wore, you know, radical, traditional, extremist Muslim garb. All these warning signs completely ignored. And even after he murdered 13 Army personnel and dependents and wounded 30, they called it workplace violence. The victims wouldn't even get Purple Hearts for years later until Trump came into office, as I understand it. But as compared to that, a handful of goofballs going into the Capitol, some of whom were violent, and it's completely wrong. But I mean, look, going into Capitols has been done by the Pink Hat Brigade. It's been done by unions in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's not like this has never happened. Yeah, look at them storming through those velvet ropes. Or how about our friend the Q Shaman? The Q Shaman is going to probably spend as much time in prison, you know, as a real terrorist. And it's such a joke, and it's so transparent. What they're trying to do is goad conservatives into a reaction. They're poking and poking. If this is like in bar fight behavior, this is the disrespecting and poking. You know, this is the calling your girlfriend a slut. This is the getting real close and breathing in your face. They're trying to provoke a reaction. This is where you get this former CIA counterterrorism boss named Grenier saying that they're going to need to declare war on domestic insurgents. And he names Proud Boys, Oath Keepers who promise to abide by their oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Stuart Rhodes has been on this program many times. They're now a declared enemy, and the former head of CIA counterterrorism, who ordered drone strikes all over Iraq and Afghanistan, he's saying we're going to have to use military tactics against this dangerous insider threat. And what they are trying to do, because this is a CIA senior officer, you know, retired, long career, he's not exactly naive or foolish. This is the chest bumping and chest poking, calling your girlfriend a slut, and, you know, breathing so close to your face, trying to get you to punch back. Because they were actually, I believe, disappointed that the Capitol Reichstag riot didn't go further and wasn't worse. You know, they were thinking in terms of BLM or Antifa. Once they're inside, they'll be knocking over statues, setting fires. It didn't happen. So they need to provoke and get a bigger rise out of us. What they're really, really hoping for is something on the level of the Las Vegas shooting or Oklahoma City. That's the dream that keeps them up at night, because then they'll be able to put the screws to us with a full-on, completely totalitarian security state. And I'm going to continue talking about this on the other side.
Technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com, and it's all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, you just see my book covers there. You saw my book covers. You know, I wrote those books because I've been looking, you know, into the future, so to speak, just projecting trends forward, comparing it to former history cycles. And now we're there. And I would recommend anybody that wants to, you know, to see the playbook and read some of the history, you know, get these novels and read them because we're in the middle of it now. People ask me often, Matt, when are you going to write your next novel? And I say, I'm not writing a novel because now we're living it. Now we're in it. But if you want to see some more of these patterns, I've been writing about it for years. So on January 27th, last week, the New York Times had a major opinion piece by Robert Grenier, a former CIA station chief and counterterrorism boss. Imagine the New York Times 10 or 15 years ago putting in an opinion piece by a CIA station chief. No way. They would have been calling him a murdering, butchering, torturing, rendition, secret torture center guy. He would have been public enemy number one. But now that this guy, who was actually came in under Bush, into the counterterrorism world, he's now saying we need to use the same war tools that we used against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban against, and he lists them, the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, the Oath Keepers, Christian national chauvinists, white supremacists, and QAnon fantasists. He says they need to be defeated like an enemy army. I wonder, does that include drone strikes against weddings? I mean, this is some pretty sick stuff. And they're not joking. What they're trying to do is get an action-reaction tit-for-tat going where they can use each actual act of terrorism that they're trying to goad the right into providing for another excuse to slam down harder, more troops on our streets, more fences, more razor wire, less freedom of speech or no freedom of speech. And what they'll always go to once they start going into this domestic terrorism mode, it's going to be what they called in Northern Ireland internment or preventive detention. This is where they just say, look, you're so antisocial, you're so dangerous. Our algorithms, our predictive programs say that you're the next Timothy McVeigh. So we're just going to grab you off the street and that's it. You'll be in a camp, or at the very least, you'll be silenced. You'll be lucky if your ATM card works. You won't be able to use any social media. You'll be unpersoned. We're already seeing them pushing to deplatform even people like Tucker Carlson. I wrote an article last week for American Partisan called There Are No Guardrails on the Left. And this is a really important point for me to explain. When the conservatives gain total power, say after a war, there's a Judeo-Christian element, and that some moral compass, some conscience says, even though we've defeated the Plains Indians and there's a lot of bad blood, right, massacres, we're not going to exterminate them. The President Grant could have said to General Sherman and General Sheridan, who were out west after the Civil War, let's just get rid of these red savages. But we don't do it. All right. Now, I'm not saying there weren't massacres and there weren't atrocities like the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, but that's not our paradigm. We don't turn that way. But on the left, they do. On the left, there is no moral compass that says this is too far. When the left gets full power, they go to guillotines, they go to gas chambers, they go to gulags. They don't have a moral break. They go until they're stopped or they just collapse. North Korea is still running. Cuba is still running. Venezuela is on the way. There's no breaking mechanism. And this is what we're going to see next. We're going to see an action-reaction back and forth. This is what they want. This is their goal, to absolutely crush the 75 million people that voted for Trump, to make us third-class citizens, afraid to speak, not allowed to speak. I wouldn't be surprised if we have to wear a red T on our shirt, and get in the back of the line, or only be able to shop when all the good people have already shopped, get the leftovers, because we are being framed as the most evil people. And this was sent to me, and I'm going to read something. This was sent to me by a former Special Forces officer. Okay? He says, I got a call from a fellow Army officer I served with in Afghanistan and Iraq. That was about 10 years ago. He is way up there in the hierarchy of blank, blank, blank. All right? He's still in the military. The diversity, a high senior officer, the diversity nonsense is so completely rampant as to make the military we served in to be unrecognizable. Basically, they are saying that diversity is now our readiness. The mantra is that diversity inclusion support readiness. He and another 160 senior leaders had to sit through a program taught by two transgender E4s. One guy who wants to be a woman and one woman who wants to be a guy. It was all about how the military can make these people's lives better. What the military should do, et cetera, et cetera. You know the drill. The fact that senior military leaders are sitting through this blather is insane. The vice chief of the Army paid them a visit and conducted a select hand-picked roundtable to discuss the topic. And the hand-picking did not include people like my friend. And now catch this, a new oath. In addition, they were having officers swear another oath. Like the first one we took also all those many years ago, this time the new oath is to affirm that you are not in an extremist group. Of course, there's no definition. They'll be finalizing this oath and they'll be expanding it. In time, anything that's not explicitly leftist and woke will be banned. Were you ever a member of the NRA? Did you go to Washington on January 6th? Were you in any group like the Oath Keepers, which is so unbelievable because the Oath Keepers are all about supporting the oath to defend the Constitution that these same Army officers all swore to defend. Now they have to take the new woke oath. This is craziness. And the purpose of all this is to drive traditional heritage conservative Americans out of the military. If you are assigned a transgender subordinate who wants to come to work with purple hair, then you just have to accept it. And if you even look sideways, your career is over. And this will be used to drive conservatives out because these subordinate, you know, these liberated subordinate SJW enlisted personnel and junior officers will have the power. They can go to the EO, the Equal Opportunity Officer, and say, that officer's disrespecting me. That's the end of that senior officer's career. This is going to force conservatives out of the military in droves. This is the purpose of General Austin's 60-day stand down. They want conservatives out of the military. They want to turn the military into a completely woke SJW military. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about where this will go next. And it's not a good place.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You want to see where it's all going? I can recommend this book very strongly. Foreign Enemies and Traitors. And let me tell you, the internal traitors are a lot more dangerous than the foreign enemies. I wrote that and it was considered hyperbolic. Now people are saying it's like checking every box. So what's going on in the military right now is a purge. It's a political purge. It's using the Capitol Reichstag riot as the excuse. Now, there was no problem with hundreds of BLM and Antifa violent riots, injured cops, dead cops, no problem. But allow an incursion into the Capitol, allow the Reichstag riot. Bicycle racks mean come on in. When there's a 500,000 people 20 minutes away, bicycle racks mean we want our building overrun. That's why extra security forces were turned down. That's why two police officers that I understand actually committed suicide afterwards. I mean, imagine the stress on these people knowing they were playing for pawns like this. Now, when I get back to talking about the military purge, I need to talk a little bit about Lloyd Austin, who's called this purge. Excuse me, the rooting out extremism stand down. I looked up on Wikipedia and some other places. You can tell by his career path that he was selected for super fast affirmative action promotion. It's apparent. Anybody that's been in the military can read that and say, well, he was fast-tracked from the day he was commissioned at West Point in the 70s. 41 years in the military. That's great. Look at all those ribbons. So he did no combat. He's got a CIB on top, but he really did no combat because when he was in the military as a junior officer, when he would have been, you know, a platoon or company commander, there was no war. But he went to every, you know, 82nd Airborne, 10th Mountain Division. He was always there, getting early promoted. What really ticks me off, or, you know, kind of bugs me, because it's one of these bogus medals like Lyndon Baines Johnson gave himself during World War II to help launch for him from the Texas Congress to the Senate after World War II. Lloyd Austin's got a Silver Star. He was a general. He got a Silver Star for his part in planning the invasion of Iraq as an assistant division commander. This guy is going to get no closer to an Iraqi bullet than LBJ got to a Japanese fighter plane. In other words, he was maybe within 100 miles ever of an Iraqi combatant, and he got a Silver Star. So after his 41 years, four-star general, he gets out and he goes to work on the board of Raytheon, Nucor, and a big health care company. So he got his payoff as soon as he got out. And now he's paying the deep state back by being their purge man. So this is a guy who his military career, from what I can tell, fast-tracked, every door opened in front of him miraculously, early promotion, Silver Star as a general. What a joke, okay? I mean, he's almost shameless to accept a Silver Star. Was it one of these deals where you write one for me and I'll write one for you and we'll all get Silver Stars? This is like gag me material. So now he's doing the stand down purge to root out the white extremists. Well, he was in the Army when Major Nidal Hassan murdered 13 Army people at Fort Hood. He was a mechanized Army general when he went into Iraq. Did he say anything about what a ridiculous insult it is to call this jihadist a mass murder, an example of workplace violence? Now he's completely down for a 60-day purge. You know, this wasn't his idea. This is purely political. Now, I'm going to compare this to something that happened in the Soviet Union in the 1930s that had major consequences later when the Nazis invaded in 1941. Stalin was so much more worried and paranoid about security within his own ranks that he instituted a system of political officers. I think they were called Zampolits. They were the Soviet equivalent of what today we have, which is called the Equal Opportunity Officer, who is a non-commissioned officer, usually a minority, almost invariably a minority, who is assigned, you know, to every company and battalion everywhere else as sort of a political correctness officer. You know, that's where the transsexual adjutant will go to make a report that the Christian conservative, you know, insulted him in some way, him or her slash, you know, whatever they are that day. This is being used to purge our military. The EO, the Equal Opportunity NCOs are the Zampolits of the U.S. military. And when I was serving, I never saw these giant Soviet-style murals, but now you do see them all over the place. The giant diversity is our strength murals. Very Soviet. Now, what happened in the 1930s, Stalin's paranoia increased, and he began purging senior officers who weren't appropriately bootlicking, or there was any rumor about them, or they were just too successful, were thought of too highly by their men, which made them dangerous. So he purged the officer corps of the Red Army. This meant when the Nazis, you know, turned around and attacked in June of 1941, his most qualified combat leaders were gone. They were dead or they were in gulags. Some of them were brought back from the gulags because, like, you know, a pinch hitter, because it was recognized that they were talented officers. But that wouldn't happen until late in the war when the Soviet Union had practically lost. What's happening in the military now? Our combat arms, anybody that has served can vouch for this. The good old boys, the country boys, the hillbillies, the rednecks are a high percentage of our combat arms, special operations, armor, artillery, and they are going to be pushed out. The more conservative will be pushed out. The ones that are not going to sit through hours a day of transsexual, you know, wonderfulness lectures, which is literally happening in our military. Our military is spending more time on brainwashing lectures for political correctness than they are in the field training for combat. This is partly responsible for two of our best, most modern destroyers, high speed, high maneuverability, every sensor package in the world, getting rammed by slow tankers because political correctness has run amok in our military. You know, until 10 or 15 years ago, it was extremely difficult to become a surface warfare officer, and it was challenging. You had to go to a school. You had to check off a qualifications list that was extremely demanding. And if you didn't, within a certain period of after boarding your ship, you couldn't even ever qualify for surface warfare officer. You were out. Well, if the wrong minorities aren't passing at the exact same rate as those evil old, you know, white men, then get rid of the test, get rid of the school, make it on the job training. And if females or today transgenders or minorities complain that they're not equally represented as surface warfare officers, and you can extend this to missile officers, submarine officers, then get rid of the test, get rid of the qualification. It's more important. Diversity is more important than anything. So you can see where this is going to go when we actually have to fight a peer-level enemy like a China, a Russia, or an Iran. And if we fight one, it's very likely we'll have to fight them all because they'll all, you know, dogpile us at the same time. This could come over Taiwan or any other, you know, flashpoints. But our enemies that have not lost their minds and sunk into this, you know, a level of insanity in the military are watching us and saying, when will we ever have another opportunity? America has a vacuum tube for a president, you know, an empty vessel, a senile fool who just signs anything they put in front of him. They have a retired general who is standing down their military to root out white nationalists. Never mind Antifa or BLM. White nationalists, that's the new threat. I don't know where this is going to go, but I'll tell you what, folks, it's going to get ugly.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.